Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
8:15 Friday morning. It is a Rouse's Markets Football Friday. Every Friday with Mike Dettelier is Shop and Save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. We break down the Saints roster and the New England Patriots roster, the opponent this week's roster, and matchups and see how they do. And we welcome in Mike Dettelier now. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great, Tommy. Thank you.
Let's talk about Saints defense versus the New England Patriots offense, and let's start with Drake May.
He's one of the young stars in his business. Coming out of North Carolina, my comparison was Andrew Luck coming out of Stanford and what he did for the Colts. Big, tall kid, athletic. He can make every throw that you're looking for. Last year, he didn't start the season. It was Jacoby Brissett. And then about seven games into it, they gave him the ball. He looked god-awful the first three or four games of the year. But by the end of the year, Tommy, you could see he had gotten it. And you watch this year, he's completing over 70% of his throws. Mm. I mean, he's accurate, he's smart, knows where to go with the football downfield. Still young in this business, so every once in a while he'll turn that ball over. But he's the straw that makes the drink turn, so to speak,
for the Pats. Compare and contrast, maybe this would be a way to look at it, the Patriots offense with the Giants offense.
Well, with Jackson, Dart, he's doing a lot with his feet right now. He's making a lot of plays with his feet, as just trying to get away from a lot of heavy traffic. And it's a little bit different offense because, you know, they have Stephon Diggs, the Patriots do. The Giants no longer have Malik Nabers. And the Patriots have two tight ends that are really good, two experienced guys in Hunter Henry and Hooper, who have played in this league a long time. The Giants have a couple young tight ends. So it's a much younger roster, much more developing roster with the Giants than the Patriots, despite the fact the Patriots' left side of their offensive line are two rookies. One of them is Will Campbell from LSU. It's a little bit different offense than what we saw with the Giants. I think a lot of energy from both quarterbacks. That's the similarities. You can see they're the guys that can put the battery cables, you know, on that battery. They got a certain spark to them. And, you know, sometimes with a young quarterback, he tries to do too much, like we saw Dart after the first quarter last week, tried to do too much. And then last night against the Eagles, he was terrific. Him and Scatterboot carried that team. And they out-physical the reigning champs. They really did. So it's a little different offense, but a lot of change. You know, we talk about the Saints with 28 new players on the team from a year ago. The Patriots got 26. Mm. You know, Mike Rabel came in here. Man, what? This team won four games. I'm not putting up with this. These guys got to go. And I'm going to bring in my guys. And that's what he did. He brought in his guys, and it has paid off so far. They've kind of gotten some confidence in what they do offensively and defensively. Mike has a certain style of play. When he was with the Titans, he had Derrick Henry. They ran the football, And they're going to run it, try to run it against the Saints. But he ain't never had anyone as good at quarterback in Tennessee like he's got with Drake May. Mm-hmm. Ryan Tannehill, come on. He's not in the same category of what eventually we're going to see out of Drake May.
So let's talk about another LSU Tiger, Kayshon Boutte, and you got who's he going to line up against or who's going to line up against him?
Yeah, with Kayshon, you know, he had a real weird career at LSU where early on he looked like a superstar player, and then it sort of came apart with him, and he fell really hard on draft day, but he sort of pieced it together now. One thing for sure, with Stephon Diggs on one side, you never have to worry about no double coverage.
No.
I mean, he's one-on-one, and they move him around.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the one thing with Josh McDaniels' offense. They move their receivers around where it's not always going to be a one-on-one all the time with, say, a Kool-Aid McKinstry or a Quincy Riley. He likes to move guys around. They love to play a lot of 12 personnel, two tight ends. That's something you're seeing more and more in the NFL because there are more big athletic guys playing tight end. And so, again, it goes back to what Mike Rabel likes to do, and that is to run the football. And so it would be a lot of Stevenson and the rookie, who I think will have a bigger play in this game, and that's Travion Henderson, former Ohio State star running back.
Josh McDaniels, the offensive coordinator. Some guys are great coordinators, maybe not so good at being a head coach. Right? That's not for everybody.
It's sometimes hard to connect with the big room. He's the NFL's version of Wade Phillips today, where it didn't work for Wade as a head coach. But, boy, he is one hell of a coordinator. And you look at the success Josh had working with Tom Brady in New England and now what he's done to develop Drake May. Josh McDaniels knows what he's doing on offense. But, you know, some guys just aren't built to play the big room. And last year, Robert Kraft, you know, he hired Gerard Mayo, former NFL player, who was the defensive coordinator for Belichick. Mm-hmm. He was the man in waiting. But it was almost overwhelming for him to be the head coach. There's one thing with Mike Rabel. It ain't overwhelming with him. And, Tommy, if you ever got in a fist fight, out on the street, and it was a couple dudes. You want Mike Rabel on your side. You don't have to face him.
All right, let's take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back 8:22. We'll talk about Saints offense against the Patriots defense and LSU Tiger Kalavon Chason on the in a linebacker's position. 8:22 traffic now. WWL. Every Friday here at WWL is Mike Detailier, Rouse's Market, Football Friday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. 8:28, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Mike, when the Saints are on offense and the Patriots are on defense, what are we looking for?
When Coach Rabel took over in New England, first thing he said, we're going to win on defense, and we all about stopping the run. And they've been one of the top teams in the NFL stopping the run this year. And he went out and made a lot of changes, especially in that front seven, bringing in veterans. You brought up Kalavon Chason, Harold Landry, who he had with him with the Titans. Christian Barmore was there, but he's played some really good football. They went and get Milt Williams, who played his college ball at Louisiana Tech but was with the Eagles along their defensive line. So they're stout stopping the run. But, Tommy, they've given up a lot of big plays in the passing game. That they have done. And so he hasn't been too happy about the coverage part of things, and he let them know about it despite the win against Buffalo on Sunday night. So their strength has been to stop the run and get you to throw the football. But other teams have hit some big plays with them over the top, and that has to do with affecting the quarterback.
Chase
really,
Young
really does. They haven't been able to get a tremendous amount of pressure on quarterbacks this year.
Might be seeing Chase Young. He's limited practice yesterday again, and what's his name's out of the concussion protocol, I believe, Justin Reed, because he was full practice yesterday. You see the Saints winning or not, Mike?
I think this is a close game at home. The difference is, to me, Drake May. I think the Patriots win this game, but I think it's close, Tommy. I really do. And listen, they're coming off an emotional game. And still a team that's kind of finding their own identity as a football team, as a group, beating Buffalo in Buffalo the way they did. And they out-physicaled the Bills in that football game. But I just think when you got a guy like May, he's going to make a few more plays. I think the Patriots end up winning this. It's a close game. But you know what? You got an opportunity here to hit some big plays.
Yep.
And that could be tilt the scales your way.
I think the Saints win. And you know how they win, Mike? They win on a last walk-off field goal by Blake Groupie that gets his confidence back.
I would hope so because, Tommy, you know, like any other kicker.
Yep.
You on really thin ice now. They've given him a lot of leeway to work this out, and hopefully he can come out of that slump.
And he can't be hurt because I don't think he'd have made that
tackle
if he was hurt.
No, it's between the ears.
Yep,
he's like every kicker that goes through this. It's between the ears. And he's talked about, you know, maybe, you know, I'm rushing the kick. Or maybe I'm not getting to the kick quick enough. Mm-hmm. So he's playing it through his mind, trying to talk himself into, hey, just go back to doing the fundamentals, which you've always done.
That's what he needs to do. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. We'll listen
to you
throughout the weekend, Mike Dettelier. We'll take a break and back. Talk to Michael Glasser, president of Pano, about the consent decree right now. Time for WWL First News. So there we go to Dave Cohen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.